Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Peter, and today we'll have a lot of fun together.
And I'm Marie. Today we will talk about ways to get around a city. Today's topic is transportation.
And the title of our lesson is Take the Subway. Take the Subway. Now, I know we talked about the subway yesterday, but do you ever take taxis?
I do, Peter. I love taking taxis. If I don't feel like driving, I just take a taxi.
Oh, well, I like taking taxis too, especially if I need to be somewhere very fast. I don't take the subway in that case. Well, okay, let's start our lesson. But first, let's practice our reading. Here's Marie for some help.
Taylor likes to get around a city quickly, so she drives. But sometimes she can get stuck in traffic. Ben likes getting around by subway. It's convenient. He can buy a ticket right at the station. But be sure to get on the train going the right direction. Transportation is so easy in big cities. People can take a bus, a subway, or a taxi. Or they can drive.
Thanks, Marie. So Taylor drives to get around the city, and Ben takes the subway to do the same thing.
Friends, do you drive, take the subway, or take the bus? I like to take the subway because it's very cheap. All right, now it's time to go to Christina for our keywords.
Hi everyone! 今天讲到旅游中的交通安排。Taylor 要去芝加哥玩，但是他决定不搭公车或者是地铁。所以 Rob 就问他 How do you get around a city? 片语 get around 就是四处走动，到各处去的意思。Taylor 选择开车，他觉得开车比较快。他说 I can get around quickly。副词 quickly 就是快速的。不过 Rob 认为开车可能会碰到塞车 ，But you can get stuck in traffic。这里的 stuck 是形容词，表示卡住或动不了的。Ben 就不一样了，他比较喜欢搭地铁，不过还是得小心，不要搭错方向了。Is the train going the right direction? 名词 direction 就是方向。Linda 觉得到大都市去旅游的话，交通的安排很简单，不但可以搭公车、地铁或者是自己开车，还有计程车 taxi 可以坐。Taking a taxi is also a good choice.
Are you excited about your trip to Chicago, Taylor?
Yes.
Will you ride the buses and subways?
No.I don't like crowded places. I don't ride buses or subways.
How do you get around a city?
I drive. I can get around quickly.
Yes, but you can get stuck in traffic.
I know. That's okay. I can listen to music in the car.
In this conversation, we meet Rob and Taylor. Taylor is excited about her trip to Chicago.
How exciting! Taylor is taking a trip. A trip is a journey to a place. Peter, you're going on a trip soon, aren't you?
I am. I'm taking a trip to New York City, and I think I will take the subway there.
Wow, sounds exciting, Peter.So, Taylor will go to Chicago, but will not ride the buses or subways. She doesn't like crowded places.
Hey, Marie, you just said today's...
Calendar phrase!
I don't like crowded places.
I don't like crowded places.
我不喜欢人多拥挤的地方。
Let's go to the movies.
I don't like crowded places.
Let's go to the party.
I don't like crowded places.
Let's go to the concert.
I don't like crowded places.
But the crowded places are the best places.
True.
I don't like crowded places.
I don't like crowded places.
我不喜欢人多拥挤的地方。
Rob asks Taylor, how do you get around a city? He is asking how you get from one place to another.
Well, Marie, when you took that trip to Europe, how did you get around?
Well, I took a bus. It was a big tour bus. That's how I got around Europe.
Well, Taylor says she gets around by driving. She can go from one place to the other very fast. Marie, what are some things you can do quickly?
Well, I can clean my room quickly, and I can type on the computer very quickly.
That's great, Marie. Sometimes I fall asleep quickly.
Peter, wake up. Peter, we can't fall asleep now.
Sorry.
We have to teach. All right. Friends, what are some things you do quickly? Talk to your friends about it.
Rob says if you drive, you can get stuck in traffic.
And that's very true. Now, when you are stuck, you are in a place that is hard to get out of.
That's right. I was stuck in a storm once. There was no way out. I had to just stay there.
Oh no, that's awful, Peter. And it's also awful to be stuck in traffic. Let's learn more about the word traffic with Christina right now.
Taylor 去芝加哥旅游的时候想要开车，可是 Rob 担心塞车的问题，他说 But you can get stuck in traffic. 句中的 can 表示可能， get stuck 就是被塞住或者是卡住，而in traffic 则表示拥挤的车潮里。我们来说说 traffic 这个字，这个字最直接的翻译就是交通。 traffic law 就是交通法规， traffic rules 就是交通规则，而 traffic safety 就是交通安全。但是其实 traffic 这个字呢，常常用来表达路上车辆很多或者是很少的情况。如果你说 there's not much traffic， 就表示路上车子不多。那如果说 the traffic was heavy， 或者是 there was so much traffic， 就表示车子很多很挤的意思。
Did you get stuck in traffic this morning, Ben?
No.I walked to work.
That's a good idea.
Does your hometown have a subway, Susie?
No, it's not big enough for a subway.
That's too bad. Subways are so convenient.
Yes, you can buy your ticket right at the station.
But be sure to get on the train going the right direction.
In conversation B, we meet Susie and Ben. This morning, Ben walked to work. Peter, do you walk to work?
I don't walk to work, Marie. I take the subway to work. But I do like to walk outside sometimes.
Well, I walk to work every day. Many people who live in big cities walk a lot.
That's true. Many people in big cities...don't have cars, because they don't need one. They can take the bus or the subway, or they can just walk. Now, does Susie's hometown have a subway?
No, Peter. Susie's hometown isn't big enough for a subway. All right, let's go to Rebecca to learn more about this. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. Here's the moment that you've been waiting for.That's right, you get to learn a grammar point. It's not adjective enough for a noun. For example, it's not close enough for a picture, or it's not good enough for a gift. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Hey, Peter, it's my brother's birthday soon, and I bought him this pencil.
Ooh, Marie, I hate to say this, but that gift is not good enough for your brother's birthday. You should think of something else.
Really?
Maybe you should get him a watch. That is good enough to give him for his birthday.
Oh, yeah. I guess a watch would make a great birthday gift.
Well, in this conversation, we learn that subways are convenient. Let's learn more about this word convenient.
Convenient means allowing you to do something easily.
It's convenient to have a coffee shop next to my house. I can get coffee there every day.
Wow, that is very convenient, Peter. Well, Ben says to be sure to get on the train going the right direction. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this phrase, be sure to do something.
Ben 提醒我们搭地铁的话一定要搭对方向。Be sure to get on the train going the right direction. 首先我们来看看句子后面的 going the right direction, 往正确方向开。这是一个分词片语用来修饰前面的 the train, 所以就表示开往正确方向的列车。再来我们来学前面的句型 be sure to do something, 因为这是一个祈使句，所以句首要用原形动词 be。这个 be sure to do something 可以用来提醒对方务必要怎么样，比如说 be sure to bring a jacket, 务必要带一件外套，或者是 be sure to call her after the meeting, 会议结束后务必要打电话给她。
Thank you, Christina, very much. Friends, be sure to be practicing at home. Make sure you're speaking with us while we talk on TV. And remember to take a break. You're doing a great job, and we're always sure to give you one, like right now. Friends, let's take a short break. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. Today we are talking about how to get around.
Yeah, people get around by car, by bus, and even by walking.
There are many different ways to do that. You can take the bus. You can take a taxi. What's another way, Marie?
You can even get around by subway or even by walking.All right, friends, let's learn more in Conversation C.
Transportation is so easy in big cities.
Why do you say that, Linda?
Because there are so many choices. You can take a bus, a subway, or a taxi. Or you can drive.
That's true. Our city has great public transportation. It's very convenient.
Right. I enjoy reading and listening to music while I ride the bus and subway.
Yes, it's great.
Linda and Rob are talking about transportation. This is a long word. Let's try practicing together.Transportation. Transportation. Very good. Keep trying.
Transportation is a way of traveling from one place to another.
Well, here's a way we use it. The hotel offers free transportation to the airport. Many hotels have buses for people to get to the airport.
Free transportation is the best. Linda says transportation is easy in big cities.
That's right, because there are so many ways to get around the town. In the city, you can take a bus, a subway, a taxi.
Oh, I love taking taxis, Peter. Where I live, there are taxis everywhere. All I have to do is say, taxi, and wave my hand like this. Then a taxi will come and pick me up.
Well, where do you take taxis, Murray?
I take taxis to the mall sometimes and to friends' houses. I won't take a taxi if I have to go really far, though, because then it will be very expensive.
That can get very expensive. So Linda enjoys reading and listening to music while riding the bus and subway. What are some things you enjoy doing while riding the subway?
Well, I enjoy reading magazines on the subway, and I also enjoy the subway ride. Riding the subway is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it can be fun. Well, when I ride the subway, I enjoy sleeping.
Peter, not now.
Oh,
I know you enjoy sleeping, but we have to teach now, Peter. I enjoy sleeping too, but not now. All right, friends, it's time to review our keywords right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Get around. Get around. You need a car to get around the city.
Quickly. Quickly. Walk quickly. We're going to be late.
Stuck. Stuck. Joe is late. He is stuck in traffic.
Direction. Direction. Which direction is the train station?
Taxi. Taxi. Don't call a taxi. It's too expensive. All right, friends, those are the keywords we have for you today. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Are you excited about your trip to Chicago, Taylor?
Yes.
Will you ride the buses and subways?
No, I don't like crowded places. I don't ride buses or subways.
How do you get around a city?
I drive. I can get around quickly.
Yes, but you can get stuck in traffic.
I know. That's okay. I can listen to music in the car.
Did you get stuck in traffic this morning, Ben?
No, I walked to work.
That's a good idea.
Does your hometown have a subway, Susie?
No, it's not big enough for a subway.
That's too bad. Subways are so convenient.
Yes, you can buy your ticket right at the station.
But be sure to get on the train going the right direction.
Transportation is so easy in big cities.
Why do you say that, Linda?
Because there are so many choices. You can take a bus, a subway, or a taxi. Or you can drive.
That's true. Our city has great public transportation. It's very convenient.
Right. I enjoy reading and listening to music while I ride the bus and subway.
Yes, it's great.
Okay, so Ginger, what's the best way to get around quickly?
Ooh, 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 swing from the trees. Oh.
Well, maybe that's true in the jungle, but what about here in the city?
Oh, oh, swing from the
Sorry, Ginger, that's not allowed.
Oh, I know. Take the subway.
Yes, it's convenient and fast and cheap.
Or you can take a taxi.
True, taxis are convenient, but they're not cheap.
And sometimes you get stuck in traffic.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it's best to
stay
home.
Yeah. Oh, and swing from the lights.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about public transportation. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Mr. Matt Trow. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Rob. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Well, thank you for being here, Matt. I have a question today about public transportation. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Our question today comes from Albert Ho of New York, New York. Albert writes, "In New York, I ride the subway every day. I know there are other subway systems around the world, but are they all called subways?"
That is a great question, Albert. You are right. There are subway systems in many different places around the world.
Are they all called subways?
No. Different cities have different names for their public transportation systems.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. Different cities in the U.S. have different names for their subways. For example, in San Francisco, the train system is called the BART. In Boston, it's called the T.
Interesting. What about outside the U.S.?
In London, the subway system is called the Tube, or the Underground.
The Underground. Is that because the subway is under the ground?
Exactly. Now, in many Asian cities, the subway is called the Metro, or MRT.
Oh, that's true. In Taipei, the subway is called the MRT.
Right. But whatever the subway system is called, it is a convenient way to get around.
That's true. Well, friends, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot, too. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us today, everyone. If you live in a city, I'm sure you take the bus and the taxis and the subway. So make sure you try practicing them in English. Hey, Marie, what are you doing?
I'm calling a taxi driver, Peter. I want him to pick me up. I have to leave right away.
Where are you leaving right away?
I have to do some shopping, Peter. I'm going to the mall.
The mall? That sounds like an emergency.
It is.
Maybe I should go with you.
Yeah, let's go shopping together, Peter. Just don't fall asleep. All right, friends, we learned a lot, and we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.